Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, Kathleen Curry is a Democratic candidate making waves in the traditionally Republican-leaning House District 58. Curry, a seasoned politician and rancher, is embarking on what she acknowledges will be a challenging campaign trail. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, Kathleen Curry is a Democratic candidate making waves in the traditionally Republican-leaning House District 58. Curry, a seasoned politician and rancher, is embarking on what she acknowledges will be a challenging campaign trail. But she's no stranger to politics, having served three terms in the Colorado legislature. Curry's campaign is fueled by a determination to connect with voters on a level that transcends political affiliations, targeting both unaffiliated and Democratic voters. Her rich background, including her previous legislative experience and her lobbying efforts on behalf of the Western Slope, positions her as a candidate deeply invested in the region's priority issues such as water rights, agriculture, and fire management. Despite the political dominance of the Republican Party in the district, Curry is optimistic about her chances. She points out the advantages of having a Democrat in the majority caucus in Denver, particularly for a region like the Western Slope, which has unique concerns such as water rights and agriculture. Curry's strategy revolves around presenting herself as a resourceful legislator, capable of crafting policies that resonate with the district's needs, thus offering a compelling reason for voters to consider crossing party lines. Curry's political journey is marked by a significant evolution. Initially a Democrat, she became an unaffiliated candidate out of frustration with the party system, a decision that she admits sidelined her political career. However, recognizing the practical limitations of remaining unaffiliated, Curry has re-embraced the Democratic Party, albeit with the understanding that her approach to issues like gun control and wildlife management may not always align with the party. Her stance on these issues reflects a commitment to representing the diverse views and interests of her constituents. Looking ahead, Curry is focused on addressing key issues that resonate with the Western Slope community. She emphasizes the need for equitable water management practices and advocates for legislation that protects the region's agricultural interests. Additionally, the reintroduction of wolves and its impact on local ranching is a personal and political concern for Curry, who seeks to find a balanced approach to wildlife management. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, Haven House provides crucial support for families facing homelessness, housing 45 children and 23 adults. Plans are underway for a 9,200-square-foot early childhood center and apartments for low-income renters, with the project nearing its $3.2 million funding goal. This expansion aims to address the critical gaps in childcare and affordable housing, making a substantial difference for both Haven House residents and the wider community. Despite challenges like high demand and rising costs, Haven House remains a beacon of hope, buoyed by substantial community support. This is celebrated at events like the annual Wine and Cheese Gathering, which raises awareness and funds for the cause. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.